This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
But last night was the NBA draft lottery, right? Which always is actually a lot of fun. I do wish other sports did it, and it's not
just
a new
for
concept.
Entertainment.
Yeah,
part?
It's just entertainment. So last night, though, everybody started to really pay attention when we saw the potential top four picks, and the Mavericks were alive still. San Antonio was still alive. The 76ers were still alive, and we all know this year the prize, if you will, is Cooper Flagg. He's going to be the number one overall pick out of Duke. Everybody knew this over
consensus
a year ago.
Number one.
No
yeah,
brainer,
no question,
right?
Yeah.
The Washington Wizards and the Jazz had the best lottery odds to end up with the number one overall pick. Neither got that. Neither got a top four pick, or top three pick, as it turns out. The Wizards did as bad as you could possibly do.
Six or
sucks
five,
if you're a Wizards
right?
fan, although I've never met a Wizards fan whatsoever. So
I don't live in Washington, but it does seem like a low number.
Well, I was talking to someone that does radio in D.C., and he said they barely talk about the Wizards. Like, barely. That's a professional NBA team, and that had the chance to
maybe
get Cooper Flagg. They do not talk. Yeah, they were hoping, obviously. So, last night, the Dallas Mavericks, we all know, traded away Luka in the middle of the season to the Lakers. The controversy with that. Their GM is getting, you know, just criticized every single time he's shown on television, as he should be. The Mavs had a 1.8% chance to get the number one overall pick. And sure enough,
just so
sure enough, months after trading Luka to L.A., a huge media market, not that Dallas isn't, when the NBA ratings were suffering, sure enough, the Dallas Mavericks get the number one overall pick, and they get bailed out, basically, by trading Luka, and they get the next big star, we think, in the NBA in Cooper Flagg.
Count me in as team, it's rigged.
I mean,
it's rigged. It's clearly rigged. Guys, think about this in retrospect. We got 20 years of evidence now on this thing. And just for a minute, conceptualize that this is how it's gone. For either it's rigged or the NBA is victim to the single greatest coincidences of all time. Like, it just so happens the Bulls win the lottery when Derrick Rose is going to be the number one pick. Or it just so happened the Cavs win it when the true sun is available. Or the year after LeBron James left, they happen to get the number one pick again. Or it just so happens that Luka leaves Dallas and they get the number one pick. This seems awfully convenient.
Yeah. No, I'll be honest. I love it.
I'll be honest though. Awfully convenient timing.
I understand, but I love it. It is unbelievable content. It's unbelievable for the league. The fact that Luka leaves and then boom, Cooper Flagg right away in Dallas. And
but it's WWE scheduled appointment television.
Not to mention that the Spurs also picking second is still, that wasn't supposed to happen either.
Oh,
and
no.
Now Wimby with Castle, who was a rookie this year, and then now looks like it'll be Harper.
De'Aaron Fox as well.
That's a legit team in San Antonio. They'll have a brand new head coach because Pop just called it quits, obviously due to health. Here's a simple solution.
Show it.
Can we have the actual, when I play the Powerball occasionally, they don't just pop the numbers on the screen and say, trust us. No, they show the Powerball and the other, what, five white balls actually coming out of the little machine
so
thing.
So I know whether so I won the lottery
so
or not.
So I know. Why can we not have the actual lottery televised instead of the assistant deputy commissioner just... And with the third pick and flips over a card, like he could have messed the order up for all we know. Like, this is crazy to me.
So for like, and I go, they're like, well, it's too complex, you know, can't be showing all the inner
no,
too complex.
Come on now.
Lottery's been doing it forever. But why don't I just put it in an electronic system, an electronic thing? Alex, you and I have had like a randomizer for the three of us for who has to go first in a draft on this show. You can't just, you're telling me that a computer programmer can't make a giant slot machine with a 1.8% chance of landing on the Mavericks and they pull the giant lever and it lands on a team? Can you just show it to us?
That's all.
And then it eliminates the team.
Yeah.
Just build a computer program that eliminates the team after it is and leaves the same percentage chance of them to get the thing. Just show it to me. Because then I'm obviously going to think it's rigged until then.
They don't want to do that because it is like whenever basically like we'll just use Adam Silver. He's the commissioner. Whenever in this case, Adam Silver, they want something to happen. It just happens to happen. You know,
there's a lot of people who think that
very convenient. Now everybody wants the NFL. Yeah,
that we can get to that in a second. There's a lot of people who say that Adam Silver, because when the trade happened originally, all of it was about the ratings. Well, the ratings are not going to get spiked because LA's got their guy, where now people are, of course, the conspiracy theory is Adam Silver let that happen or told the Mavs to trade Luka to the Lakers for the Lakers' future.
That's
but also,
a deep one.
As a result, they would get the first overall pick and they'd get Cooper Flagg and it would be fine. It is interesting, though, that also you mentioned the Spurs and Philly. The Spurs and Philly almost had no business being in the top three either. So if you think of where Cooper Flagg could have gone, the Jazz, Washington, and Charlotte were the top three places.
Yeah, by the way, one of those worst franchises in the NBA?
And none of them ended up being in the top
three. That's why. It's like the chance of that happening is just so, like, I don't buy into the conspiracy stuff, but, like, this is one where I will listen.
This is one where
I'll listen a little bit because it's happened so many times in the NBA's history. We all know that Patrick Ewing is the most famous one of all, how he just happened to end up with the New York Knicks or whatever. Like,
weird.
So we have seen this happen time and time again. It's great theater though, and it's great for the league that Cooper Flagg ends up in Dallas. And if you're Cooper Flagg versus going to Utah, which Drew's favorite place, Salt Lake City.
That's
so,
the worst place he'd be better off in Washington.
Yeah, now someone's right. I don't think the computer program would be a full, you know, people would claim that's rigged too. I really think it needs to be something we all visually see live.
Like
with
a giant fishbowl with pieces of paper in it, and I fish through them to drag one out.
I'm just saying, and look, people, there will always be somebody that says everything's rigged. We've all learned that over the last 25 years or less.
Right.
So anything can be claimed to be rigged, but I just think there's ways to make it a little more transparent so people don't clearly have, right now, a pretty strong argument to claim that it is.
Yeah, it's really the time. Again, either the NBA with all these teams and all the mathematical chances it could go, Drew, are statistically just what a coincidence. We just keep running into coincidence after coincidence after coincidence. It's crazy. Like the Pelicans, someone pointed out they got the number one overall pick right after the CP3 trade. It's like some of this, either they are just ripe with coincidence all the time in the
NBA. They're just such a lucky league, man. Such a lucky league that they're teams that really need the star player in that moment get said star player. And the Washington Wizards franchise that really doesn't give a you-know-what about the NBA, they don't end up getting Cooper Flagg.
I think Charlotte would have been interesting because it's close enough to Durham.
With LaMelo.
And Duke fans, if they're anything like Kentucky fans, they'll travel to watch their guy play. I think that there's that would have been interesting in Charlotte. But the idea that the NFL could do this, like Matt Miller said he'd be all about this.
NFL doesn't need it.
It prevents teams from tanking in a way, but it also screws over teams' chances of truly rebuilding. Like there's pros and cons to the lottery, just like there is not having the lottery.
You shouldn't reward. I mean, honestly, at the same time, though, as much as it's like, hey, you're rewarding the Mavericks here for making a dumb trade and Nico Harrison, their GM, gets bailed out. But also, there is part of it is like you shouldn't just bail out teams that have sucked for seven years like the Wizards.
Right. But in the NFL, I don't think the NFL has this problem, though. In the NBA, it was deliberate and obvious, and everybody knew it was deliberate and obvious. And in baseball, they had adopted that, too. I don't think that's a problem in the NFL. I'll just be honest with you. One, you can't really tank to win in the NFL. It doesn't work that way like it works in the other sport, unless you just happen to be the number one pick in just the perfect quarterback draft. And I'm sure Chicago thought that 2 years ago. Yeah. And even still, they got the worst of the two. So it doesn't work that way anyway. But also, I just don't think that's a problem. I don't think teams tank in the NFL. We talk about it all the time. I think teams just stink. I think there's just
poorly
bad
run.
Teams or poorly run. So, like, to Gold's point, they might get bailed out for being poorly run. Unlike the other leagues, I don't think NFL teams are tanking. I just think they're bad at their jobs. And bad at their jobs, they pick first. I don't care. You know, you're bad at your job, you're just going to keep being bad, and you're not going to fix your team anyway. In the NBA and Major League Baseball, they were tanking. They were losing on purpose. They were benching guys, sitting them out, it was obviously on purpose. They weren't just like sitting there. No team this year. The Patriots didn't start their starting quarterback in the final week of the season so they could get the number one overall pick. That'd be tanking.
Yeah, go back to like the NBA portion of it for a second. Just the scenarios are interesting. Someone put out the financial. They think Cooper Flagg, wherever he gets drafted, which is now going to be Dallas, it's worth $500 million just in terms of marketing dollars immediately to that franchise.
Hey, shout out to Dallas because they got Paige Becker. They're the first city ever to have number one overall picks in the WNBA and the NBA.
Yeah.
So
pretty
they get
good.
Paige Becker and then they're going to Cooper Flagg. So that's crazy. Kyrie, Cooper Flagg, and AD.
Happy for Mavs fans because they lost their superstar overnight.
Oh, yeah.
As far as the organization.
Did you see Nico Harrison celebrating?
Yeah.
There's a video of him celebrating.
They should still fire him.
Yeah, let somebody else handle Cooper Flagg.
Still fire him before they even draft Cooper Flagg.
Before he gets traded.
But I doubt that's
going
to happen. Yeah, you know what they should do? They should trade the number one overall pick for somebody named Luka Doncic. I hear he's pretty good. But hopefully Cooper Flagg's got a dietitian because otherwise he's gone in a year.
He's an effort guy. Big defensive guy. He likes to play.
Nico Harrison said it's all about defense for them. Well, there you go.
Would be hilarious if he tried to double down on like I'm the craziest GM of all time and he traded the number one overall pick for a different player.
They're saying they could trade it.
Oh my god, it'd be incredible.
They're saying they could trade it for Giannis, but I don't think Giannis would fit with.
Would you do it though? Like just dead serious because he's already on a supermax deal and he can't be guaranteed. Would you trade Giannis for Cooper Flagg straight up? That's essentially what you're asking.
No. Would I trade Giannis for him? Yes. Would I trade Cooper Flagg for Giannis? No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, would you just
Dallas should not trade the number one overall pick for Giannis?
I agree.
Giannis, where he ends up, I don't know. Brooklyn's an interesting team to watch.
San Antonio should do it for the number two overall pick.
Go ahead and go to Brooklyn and just be the
He wants to be under the bright lights.
It's fine.
I still think San Antonio's not a big market, but I would just.
I mean, that would be crazy.
Be a fit. You want to talk about win a championship quick and we'll be back on the court with
Giannis. Fox, Castle.
Well, if they were to
one of those would be gone. Yeah, Castle or Fox is gone.
If they trade for Giannis, there's no Wimby would be there, but yeah, Castle's out of the picture at that point.
Yeah, Castle or Fox, one of the two.
I would
get
rid of Fox.
Yeah, we're obviously in a hypothetical.
Anyways,
sure.
Yeah, no, it's interesting, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.